Hello, this is Mary with a Quaker story, a February story, that is dedicated to one of Earlham College's early presidents. Joseph Moore was born on February 29th in 1832 and attended Earlham College beginning in 1853. In 1859, he began graduate studies at Harvard University, where he studied with both Louis Agassiz and Asa Gray. Joseph Moore returned to Earlham in 1861 to teach science. Like many Quakers of his time, he felt a call just after the Civil War to join in relief efforts in the South. He visited schools and assessed their needs, arranged for relief supplies and assistance. During this time, he combined his passion for botany and geology with his love for the gospel message. He returned to Earlham in 1869 to become its president. During the next years, he was active in the Whitewater Monthly Meeting, the oldest Quaker meeting in the area. In 1874, he took a year's leave of absence to journey to the Sandwich Islands, where he once again combined preaching with collecting, sending home many barrels of botanical and geological specimens. In a letter written to his wife Mary, we can hear his longing for her and his devotion to their family. He writes, "I know that I am daily committed by those dearest to me to the divine keeping, and especially is it so by one whose life and being are all blended into mine, one whose dear voice I cannot hear, and whose dear hand I cannot feel, and whose dear eyes I cannot see, and yet I know her heart is ever with me." Joseph Moore remained at Earlham until 1883. For a few years he returned to North Carolina to serve as principal of the New Garden School, which later became Guilford College. Back he came to Richmond in 1888 to teach science once again and to establish the museum that bears his name. He lived at 430 College Avenue in the house that is the home today of Earlham's Public Affairs Office. Joseph Moore was much loved at Earlham, and after he died in 1905, students continued to celebrate his birthday with gifts and cards, some of them humorous, because he was born in a leap year. Today's students look forward each February to the Joseph Moore Museum Birthday Party.